Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. Okie dokie. This week I put out another shout out for you guys to come up with some ideas, some topics for conversation. And I was like totally amazed at this one, and I thought, why have I never thought of that? Why have I never thought of that? It was from Kerry. Thanks for this, Kerry, because so many people came and said, that's such a good topic of conversation. That's such a good idea. Not my idea. It was Kerry's idea. So go and say thank you to Kerry, please. She said, what's on trend? How do we know? Where do trends stem from? And who should we be watching? And then in my head, that sparked up, whoa, should we even follow trends? I mean, do we like to follow trends? Who does? Who doesn't? And if you do, where do you sit and wait for these trends to appear from? And or do you like to start trends? So that was this whole kind of like massive jumble of ideas that were just coming through from all angles. And I'm going to go through a few people's comments and have a chat about it. So I'm just going to go through the list and we'll have a chat. Laura says, well, I get what I want on my nails and I wouldn't know what a trend was if it smacked me in the face. I get you. I tend to realise things are a trend by the time they've already become a trend, and then I'm like, meh, everyone's doing it, can't be bothered now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just do what pops into my pea-sized brain. And yeah, it's like, would you get something you don't like on your nails just because it's trending? Or would you create a set of nails that you really hate, like that you hate the style just because it's trending? I guess it's personal preference, isn't it? Kylie Wherry says, no, jelly nails were never happening for me. I don't think I did jelly nails when they came out. No, I didn't. I don't think I did. I wasn't that into it. I really didn't like the nail bed, like, being visible. But recently I did some nails with the new Madame Glam. It was at Pride. It was the colours collection. And they were all the Pride colours. And they kind of looked a bit jelly-ish, but they were glittery. But I liked that. There was good enough coverage for it to not show a nail bed. I just don't like the look of it. So I'm with you on that one, babes. Totally with you. Nails by Amanda Fortin says, with regards to, do you follow nail trends? She says, yeah, but I would put my own twist on it. And I think that's a good idea as well, because by the time something possibly comes from the States, trends over there, diffuses through to the UK, starts to trend here, and diffuses through the roots. Like, if you imagine ink sort of being sucked through the roots of a plant or something, by the time it gets to some of us, it's already overdone, and you just think, I need to take this inspo and I need to put my own twist on it so that people know this is my work. I've not just copied someone else's work or whatever. And Letitia says something similar. She said, they give me inspo when I'm lacking imagination, but I feel like there's too many follow fashions and I like to be different. And I totally get that as well. How many of you like to be different? What's your take on just stepping out there and doing something completely different? I have been known to have a giggle about the fact that I quite like doing the opposite. I was always really, my mum described me as contrary. She said I was hilariously funny and socially inappropriate, always asking the wrong questions at the wrong times in front of the wrong people. I got kicked out of ballet class, okay, at like 4 or 5 years old because, and this is quite funny, We were the old town hall that smelt funny. Do you all have one of those when you were a kid? I grew up in a village, and this village had this old town hall, you know, with a leaky roof and squeaky floorboards on the stage. And the floor was these sort of old fashioned tiles, and they were blue and white, blue and white, blue and white. And our ballet teacher would say, everybody step on a blue tile and stand still. So I'd go on a white tile. And like, if I was asked, why are you on a white tile, I'd say, well, because I like a white tile, not a blue tile. Does it make any difference? And when I was at school, they were like, you can't colour your hair. So I went in with bright red hair. I've always had red hair since I was a kid. It's changing next week. Wait for a drastic change, really drastic. And I was pulled up about my hair, and I said, well, I fail to understand. And I would use this language as a young kid as well. I fail to understand how the colour of my hair has any impact on my ability to learn. Is it affecting my grades? No. Well, leave me alone then. I was terrible. I was like, my best friend was this gay guy, Richard, and he was bullied because coming out, back then was really quite scary, and I mean, it still is to some people now. But it wasn't socially accepted, and it was really taboo. And I remember sticking up for him and wanting to campaign as a young kid. I was like, I need to do something about this. So I was a bit kind of extra, I guess. And yeah, didn't always think that, and I still don't think that just having a popular opinion just for the sake of not maybe upsetting one or two people. I believe that you're entitled to have the opinion you want, and if someone doesn't like it, that's not your problem, that's their problem. So it's this, and that stems down into everything with me. I wear what I want. I don't care. I've just ordered a pair of bright yellow Doc Martens. I don't care. I do what I want. I mean, there are restrictions. Like, don't know about you guys. I mean, I'm 38, right? And I really love tattoos. I love them. I look at these women with these gorgeous pieces of art on their arms, and I just think I would love that. But I don't think I would pull it off at the age I am. And some people will. Some people will disagree with that and go, no, you can have them at any age. Yeah, you can. But me, I think I'd look silly. So I've just got a few stupid little tattoos. But it doesn't mean that I don't like, just love these tattooed women. I think it looks stunning. And guys, I love it. But I just don't do it. I've gone on a complete tangent here. Now you know about my crazy childhood. But, the point was, a lot of people don't want to follow fashions. A lot of people don't want to follow like a sheep. Like, they want to do what they want to do. And sometimes it won't appeal to everyone, but it'll appeal to the people that get it. Because some people are sick of seeing. I mean, I love these butterfly nails. I love them. They're very well made, they're very well done. But if I see another, they all look the same now. I keep seeing them everywhere. When I first saw a butterfly nail, I was like, wow, this is so beautiful. I love this. And then I saw another one and another one and another one and another one. And I thought, well, I was going to have a go at that, but I won't bother now because I'm just in a swarm of butterflies. So it makes it less special if there's too much of it. I'd rather see something I haven't seen before than see something everyone's doing. Back on, do you follow trends? So I'm just going through my list. Glamophile says, well, yeah, if clients or audience want it. Now that is a different ball game, isn't it? If a client comes in and says to me, I want butterfly nails, I'm going to do it for them. 100%. Because it's their nails, they're paying for it. And if I get re a request to film a set, if someone says, please, 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 can you do a set like this and film it? Of course I'll do it because I want to please other people. It's just I wouldn't choose to do it or wear it. Do you see what I mean? So that I think that's the right attitude to have. I certainly wouldn't turn around to someone and go, no, you're not having that. You can stick your money up your bottom, Margaret. Shelley said along this, do you follow trends? No, I need to be happy with my work. I have refused to do things many times. Now, if what they want, if you look at, if a client comes to you, and what they want is either unrealistic for their expectations, like they can't carry it off with their nail beds or whatever, or it is actually a really ugly design, in your opinion, and you think, I'm pretty sure 90% of people are going to think this is a really bad idea, then I have advised clients. So you can advise them and say, like, I really think we need to do it like this because this just won't look right. I mean, God, do you remember What's that Instagram account? Nail Sunny. They did like penis nails. If someone came to me and went, I've seen these penis nails on Instagram, I've got to have them. I mean, I would be tempted to do it just for a laugh. But yeah, I wouldn't kind of, I'd try and convince them not to. Like, let's just do a drawing of a micro penis in the left-hand corner of your pinky. I don't know. What do you think? Should we? I mean, we can do what we can. We have the right to refuse to do something, of course. I would mainly advise people against it and offer them a more appealing option. But if it was a mate of mine, I'd be like, fuck no, you're not having that on your nails. No, it's not happening. So we've also got Blossom Beauty, who said, I do what I want and what my clients want. That's a really good compromise, isn't it? Because you've got some clients that will come to you and say, do what you want. I hate that. Does that make anyone else nervous? Some nail techs love it, don't they? If they're said, do whatever you want. I've got 250 acrylic colours. I've got God knows how many gels, glitters, crystals. I've got Swarovskis coming out of every orifice. I've got stamping foils. I've got all these things. I don't know where to start. I'm like overrun with it. If someone says do what you want, it's like, ah. So would you find it easier if a client came to you with a picture and said, can you copy that picture? Or would you rather put your own twist on it? Let us know. Like, message, let me know how you feel about it all. And where do trends come from? That was a question. I don't know. It's like some fairy just plops them on the internet all of a sudden. And then I feel like I've been in a coma and I wake up and there's 20,000 sets of glow-in-the-dark nails or nails with graffiti. And I'm like, where did that come from? When did that start? What, who? Nobody told me. I'm always the last to know because I don't spend ages looking through Instagram. Because if I do, I get lost in the whole of Instagram and then I never get any work done. So I tend to flick through a little bit. And whoever's at the top of my feed, I just have a little look and show them a bit of love. And then I go and do what I've got to do, and then I put my phone down. So I do miss a lot of it. A couple of you wrote in about where you feel nail trends come from. So Glamophile says maybe it's from celebrities, like for example, if Kylie Jenner gets a certain cute nail, people copy and that becomes a trend. I have seen that. In fact, I was inspired by the ones with the leopard print on the bottom. And one of my beautiful clients, who's also a nail artist, a lash tech, she's been a student of mine, Amber. Hi, Amber. She had those nails with the, sorry if you can hear the kids, they're in the garden. Oh my God. She had the nails with the leopard print on the end. Does anyone want my son and the next door neighbour's child, please? I need some quiet time. Mummy needs a holiday. Shelley said, for like finding out where nail trends come from, look on social media, follow the big nail names. But are they big nail names because they set trends or because they find the trend off someone else? I want to know who the person is, the first person. Who is this person? Who decides what's cool? And when they're just friggin' ugly, what gave them the right to decide it's cool? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't agree. Stop and get ugly nails. Shelley also says, watch out with fashion stuff. For example, if animal print tops are in, then maybe the nails will follow. Have you seen that? Have you seen it that if you see something in fashion, it comes forward through nails, or is it complimenting? Yeah, it's a funny old world with trends. I think a lot of nail techs I see, they do kind of what they fancy doing. And then it catches on. Somebody really likes it, they recreate it. Somebody else sees it, they recreate it. And a trend is born. Sometimes it's just about thinking differently. But I don't get stressed about following trends, and I don't think it's worth it. If you see something you like, recreate it or have or do something similar. But also, don't be afraid to do something no one has done. It's really funny because there's things that I was doing with nails 5 or 6 years ago that have become trends like in the last year or two, and I didn't post it back then when I had like oh, I only had Facebook back then, but I didn't post it because I was afraid because no one else was doing stuff like that. Isn't it strange? Because if I had done, I would have been the first person to bloody do it, wouldn't I? So don't be afraid to post things if they're different. You could be that person that starts that trend. You just don't know. There are benefits to doing things that are trending, as in you'll be attached to possibly hashtags with trending nail styles. But if another 50,000 people are doing the same thing, you'll just drown in a sea of nails that look the same. And in an industry that is like has so many amazing nail artists, I think it's about finding your style and being known for your thing rather than constantly shifting. I've tried to shift. I mean, I like all nails. Do you know what? Nobody would think this of me, but I absolutely love a beautifully done gel manicure on natural nails. I love them. I sit for hours looking at things like that. I love them. But when I'm doing them, I think, oh, I just want to add something to it because I can't help myself. I can't help myself. Terrible, isn't it? I actually did a straight up basic extension with gel for my mum yesterday and put a little bit of pigment on it just to zhuzh it up. And I was so pleased with the result. And it's not trending and it's not super funky. And a lot of people have said recently, because I was doing a lot of short nails and I was wearing short nails, I actually had people message me like, are you okay? I'm not used to seeing you with short nails. You always have blingy nails. And I was like, yeah, I just like trying new things. Like, I don't want to be just one type of nail tech because, especially working in a salon now, I need to appeal to all people, and the majority of people will kind of want quite basic things. It's only some people that want eccentric nails, isn't it? Most people have jobs, children, they have to use their fingers. They don't want 2-inch nails. Most people would prefer something quite subtle. So I think playing with nail trends is fun and it can certainly serve its purpose. And I love watching what's trending. Sometimes I just don't get it, and other times I'm like, oh, that's amazing. I love the graffiti. I don't know if any of you guys follow Lottie Clark. She does the most amazing freehand work. She's a really, really talented freehand nail artist. And she's one of my Swarovski girls. And she's just so talented and still so young. She's going to come so far in this industry. And I can't wait for her to kind of develop even more and set trends. And do you know what I mean? You know, when you can see someone and you think, oh yes, oh yes. And she did, what was it? Those watermelon nails, they were really good. You know, like the Harry Styles song. They were really, really good. Amazing. Anyway, I'm blabbing on now because I like talking to you guys, but I should wrap this up. Quick notifications before I go. I'm now able to offer one-to-one trainings on a Monday, either on the internet or face to face, if you want to come up to Swindon and we can have a whole salon to ourselves, a huge salon, so we can adequately socially distance. I'm also looking to host some group training face to face. So chuck me your ideas on what you want to learn. What do you fancy? Because we can do that, we can make that happen. And I guess I'll tell you guys first, I've not announced this on social media yet. In September, I will be relaunching, because of COVID, obviously, the Swarovski authorized nail art workshops. Okay? And they are super bougie. You get the full Swarovski kit. You cannot buy this kit. Can I just let you know this? You can't buy what you get on this course. It is from head office. The certificates are created by them. The pack, the student pack, everything is created by them. You can't just go and buy it. You can buy some crystals, but you can't buy the kit. And I'm so excited to be relaunching those. So I'll put some dates out and let you guys know. I'm so excited. Oh, so much going on. It's just so lovely to see all your nail pics, to see you all back at work, to see you getting your confidence back. Quite a few of you have been on my recent online courses, and like the progress is amazing. It's just The boys are playing. It's just so exciting to see everybody flourishing. And I know times are a little bit uneasy. We're all a little bit anxious about filling our books and getting clients in. Don't worry. Just keep doing you. Keep your head down. Push on. You're amazing. I will see you next week. Tally bye.